Proclamation number 8965 of 18th of April, 1965. Easter Sunday. The man Jesus has offered a work of deepest love and mercy for you because he wanted to redeem the exceedingly great sin guilt, which otherwise would have kept the kingdom of light closed to you forever. But you must also accept this work of redemption in full awareness that you had loaded a great guilt on yourselves and you now want to become free of it. Because what the man Jesus suffered for you, until he ended his work of mercy with death on the cross, is not to be described, because there were greatest agonies, which his infinite love took upon itself, because he wanted to help his unhappy brothers in their spiritual trouble. But you will never find understanding for these agonies, because they were immeasurable, but the love in him gave him power to bear them, because he could only expiate the guilt with such a sacrifice, because his soul and his body had to suffer in a measure, which would have been unbearable for every other man. That is why also the suffering of a man can never be quoted for comparison, because only the body of man will always be affected by the suffering, but for Jesus the suffering, which his soul has endured, was far worse, and it is also not to be described approximately, because he suffered as it were for the former sin of the rejection of the love power. He had to take upon himself the agonies of a powerless soul, because this was the former sin, which had an effect in form of immense weakness, under which the soul suffered indescribably. But his love was so great that he took everything upon himself to make atonement to God for all who accept the work of redemption, who make use of the favors acquired on the cross and want to return home to the Father from whom they once voluntarily separated. The whole earthly way of life of the man Jesus was a torment for him, because he saw in moments of bright seeing how he had to end it. He foresaw all suffering and horrors and yet could not shake them off, for he was of the will to walk this path because he also recognized the final aim, the redemption of the fallen brothers from an immeasurable guilt, and the magnitude of this guilt also gave him the will power to walk the path until the end. But the last day of his earthly life was so bitter that he almost lost strength and therefore prayed, "Father, let this cup pass from me, yet not my will but yours be done." And again the love for the unfortunate brothers was stronger, and by virtue of this love, which filled him, he surrendered to his fate, which he certainly could have also turned away from himself, and therefore he only prayed more and more intimately that he might not fail. Yet the suffering he had to endure even before the crucifixion was immeasurable, the suffering he was only able to endure because love was so powerful in him and he only used this love to persevere until the end. For he had to suffer as a human being, even though love itself was in him, but it held back with its power until he pronounced the words, "It is finished." And again his crucifixion has to be brought before people's eyes in order to let them recognize the great love of the man Jesus, for only a work of love could redeem the past guilt of sin, because it consisted of the beings transgressing against love. For this reason a soul of light descended to earth, because only such a soul could muster the degree of love, and because God himself could manifest himself in this soul of love, who is in it in all fullness, and therefore love itself made this sacrifice. But it was the work of a man, who is able to suffer, because God could not suffer. For this reason his sacrifice on the cross was of unusual significance, and it must also be acknowledged in free will, for the man Jesus certainly offered the sacrifice for all people of the past, the present and the future, Yet only the human being himself determines whether it signifies redemption for him from the former great guilt. And so his attitude towards Jesus Christ is the most important thing, because his happiness depends on it, how he stands by him and his work of redemption. And you humans cannot be urged enough not to reject him but to profess him and his act of salvation if you want to be released from your original sin and be able to enter the kingdom of light after the death of your body. Amen.